Hi friends, we'll start with the chapter 4. Chapter 4 deals with the marketing research from the rural perspective. I wish to have a rider for you. Here assumption made is you all understand basic of market research. I think in one of the other subjects market research is a special, this thing is been covered. So I am going to probably not get too much into certain things which I think you are supposed to know. So things like sampling, I will not get into too much of a elaboration, though the slide might have it here. I want to focus on probably bringing the difference in the rural marketing research perspective. So those areas I will try and touch base and spend more time. So let's start. What is market research? That introduction that one need to have is a strategy and operational decision whether you should have a market research or not. Often this decision is based on how confident you are about taking decisions, or there is a gray area, means you are very uncertain about certain decisions. Rural market is one such area. To enter rural market or not to enter, besides that, what product, price, place, the promotion kind of thing, they being so distinctly different from what probably the rural marketing is. As a result, the marketing research in rural area becomes equally important, maybe I will say at times more important, more relevant and more essential than the urban urban market led need for market research. Moving on, many challenges are present in therefore designing and conducting a rural market research. Rural India has its own challenges, being split very wide and, you know, very populous, fragmented, distance between the two villages, and there are many other challenges that makes the market research in rural India very challenging. Few aspects have been mentioned out here: the illiterate people, lack of real-time information on the rural market. So even the secondary research probably data is old, and so as a result that also throws a challenge. Lack of exposure compared to urban India. Urban India are very familiar with what is market research, which probably may not be the case with rural respondents, and as a result lot needs to be done together or before the market research. So that all adds to the complexity. Western ranking and rating tools often do very little understanding. They probably rank the order, or, you know, rate them in the scale of 5 to 1 to 7. All those things they probably tend to find it difficult to understand. Therefore you have to have a friendly approach to gather the same information. Rural India is also highly scattered, I have already said. Because of that, you know, the data collection, time, the money, etc. makes adds another challenge to it, and the budget, this thing, the completeness of the research, etc. adds a complexity. The process is, we are going to get into, of course, the process, but as I earlier also told you, there are certain aspects will be presumed by me that you understand because basics of market research is already done. Gaps in existing information available warrant needs for doing a market research. Why do you do this research? So there is a gap. You are not able to arrive at a decision on certain aspects. Therefore, you need to do a market research. So that's the start of the need. The research leads to the better insight. So which is what? Like market research, when you do the analysis, gives you certain insight which helps you to take the decision. Between these two stages, process of market research lies. So from the need articulation, that the need you feel, till you take a decision, the interim phase is the market research phase. Various stages are there, various processes are involved. That is what we are going to cover now. There is this 7 processes that is synchronized with any market research, be it urban, be it rural, be it world, etc. So let's get into that one by one. The 7 processes are, you must first define the problem or the opportunity that you are trying to exploit. Design the research to meet your objective. Design the data collection form. That the data collection form should be also aligned to the design of what you have developed. Specify the sample. So what is the sample? Who is your sample? The size of the sample. So there is entire science on sampling. Then get into the field work for data collection, then analyze the data, then write the report and present the findings. Okay, that is in a way that helps you to take the decision. So these 7 steps we are going to get into understanding them, but with the focus that we will only touch base where required, the rural perspective, the difference in rural research, etc. So let's take one by one. The first is the defining the problem and the objective. Probably I may not get into point by point. Essences of a successful market research is to define your problem. I'll take a very simple example. If your problem is not well defined, market researchers may get into probing areas which may not yield you the required outcome. Your sale is dropping. Your sale is, say, going down. You have observed that last 2 years the sale has gone down. You want to know why. Now, your definition can be, find out why my sale is going down. Okay. Find out why my sale is going down in relation to the competition. So, both things are different. When you say find out why my sale is going down, marketeer or market research agency may get into devising a questionnaire or this thing which will probe various areas. Yeah. When you say the next one vis-a-vis competition, the marketeer knows he has to find what is there in you which is not there in competition, what is there in competition which is not in you. As a result, your sale is going down. You may also say, find out why my sale is going down vis-a-vis competition in a developing market. So, again, you are bringing the developing market means the market which are developed, you are not keen. So, that will determine your sample in where to do the research and various aspects will come out. So, defining the problem or the opportunity that you are chasing, as it is mentioned out here, you need to know the opportunity that you are chasing. That will determine your various other aspects of marketing research. Based on your problem that you define, the objective gets set. What is it that at the end of the market research that you want to achieve? So, objective is a derivative of your research problem or the opportunity that you are going to chase. This is very important and one must really understand. Out here, research budget is proposed that it should be also undertaken. What I will want to tell you that indicative research budget at this stage is essential. Budget finalization can happen after the research design is done. So, ideally, you can mention that I think I can spend so much, but it is like up to the research design. So, after that, what is the research design that comes out? That will actually frame your total budget. So, let's move into the next step, which is designing the research. Now, when you say designing the research, some of these aspects come into picture. So, you need to design. When I say designing the research, various aspects like that you need to know, what is the purpose, descriptive or casual or exploratory. So, what is the purpose for which this research is done? What kind of route it is going to take? Whether what kind of questioning that is going to happen? All those aspects create a design of your research. One need to really know that. To gain the basic understanding of the phenomenon that a manager is unaware of, he or she may initiate an exploratory research. So, you are just exploring, whether doing certain things, whether you are able to determine. So, that's an exploratory. They may take up a descriptive research to obtain the thorough insight. You did an exploratory research, you are not still able to take a decision. You need a thorough research. They may just do a pilot or opt for an experimentation. You again do not want to do a thorough this thing. So, you kind of get into doing a pilot. So, pilot is a limited geography, limited sample, a limited area based research. And then you try to derive the probability. And then you try to see whether you can take this as a overall finding or not. That is also subject matter of statistical sampling, etc. But I am not going to complicate by giving you all those aspects because this is not a subject matter today for the rural market research. So, designing research is the next step. So, again there, as I told you, after you know the purpose, then comes the quality or quanti type of research that you are going to do. As you know, quanti is too many questions with yes or no or, close-ended questions, and you generate the quantitative output of it. So, you are able to analyze how many percentage you said yes, how many you said no. So, that's a quanti. Or how many percentage of people have said they are not at all satisfied, how many percent of people have said they are very satisfied, how many have said neither satisfied nor satisfied. So, that is all kind of the way the questions are formed. They will generate a quantitative output for you. That's a quanti research. Qualy research is a very open-ended research. You'll just ask, why don't you buy, or why are you not buying the product? What will lead you to buy our product? What kind of a scheme that you are looking at? So here, answer from customer to respondent to respondent will vary. It has its own advantage. At the same time, it has its own limitations. We are not right now into that. What you need to know, that nature of data also is a part of your research design. Okay. Participative rural appraisal in process. So that is, say, one of the method of a data raising. So this particular part I will want to say touch base. Yeah, for the rural market, which probably you cannot do it for the urban market, is this particular approach, where participative rural appraisal, here the group of people are collected and then the probing is initiated. Their overall knowledge, collective knowledge, helps you to understand the environment, life stage, etc. The process adopted is pictorial and drawn by the members of the community themselves. So they create a picture. You create this thing, they create a picture for you. You probe something, they create a picture for you. So it's like they will represent in this case what will be done by them. It's an effective process. It encourages the member to participate voluntarily, and because that voluntary participation, they are also able to come out representing the real life scenario. That real life scenario understanding really gives you a deep insight into consumer understanding. This is how the participative appraisal is in process. As you can see, that overall people are in a very convenient this thing. The moderator will ask things, they will collectively create a picture for you. So focus group discussion, FGDs, a standard method where group of 6 to 10, maybe 12 people are collected at one place. Moderator, there is one guy who is a moderator who triggers the discussion. He moderates that the discussion flows in a specific line. He stops if it's going out of the scope. And by the end of this, this is generally at times videographed or audio is captured, so that this entire discussion, which is focus group, and there is a focus kind of a very select people are invited there. Their discussion will, when analyzed, gives you the understanding. In-depth interview is a one-to-one, face-to-face, question 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to 20, to 25, whatever may be the number of questions. They are therefore in-depth, where there is a probing is also done at times. Sir, why did you say yes? Whatever may be your answer, describe. Whatever may be your answer, describe. Why this? So it gets into that in-depth discussion. So therefore, it is an in-depth interview, diets then, as they say, which is a paid interview. So paid in-depth interview, as they say, they are conducted simultaneously with two different individuals involved in the buying decision process. So there are products where there are a dual, role, that so husband and wife, house buying is a husband and wife, say joint decision, or buying a refrigerator, maybe husband and wife joint decision, where both play a role. Now in such case, both of them are made to sit, same questionnaire are used and applied, etc., to see that how the responses are. That analysis really brings out many interesting findings for the marketeers. So simultaneous thought process, when captured from the difference in the thought, from the similarity of the thoughts, various things come out, which marketers then use to their advantage. Slice of life observations. Slice of life is actually living your life. So a researcher will be with you throughout the day or two or whatever. He will see what you do in various circumstances, situations, etc. And then he will capture his observations. That is what is known as slice of life. Is effective capturing in behavioral mapping of the various individuals and their choice of product and the buying behavior, etc., can be captured using this very well. Rapid rural appraisal, RRA. We have seen earlier that in-depth interview is also one technique, but in the in-depth interview, doing it large scale, doing it in wider area in rural, this thing is a challenge. Now in such cases, what came out as a technique is known the RRA, rapid rural appraisal. In this, an alternative technique, which is in a quick manner, probing is done, which when scientifically analyzed, even this has been conducted by an experienced researcher. It cannot be by the freelancer or this thing. You are still able to gather sufficiently in-depth understanding about the consumer behavior. So that is the importance of this rapid rural appraisal. It is primarily developed to meet the challenges of rural market. Sources of data. So that is primary and secondary. So even this determines your design, and design has a importance of source of information. So secondary research is like, as you say, generally starts with the secondary research, where you try and collect all published available information. From there you try to still derive a picture whether decision is feasible or not, or some direction is available or not, based on which you may then get into primary this thing, which is then you decide yes, research is needed, and then you get into actual research, which is the primary source of data, as they say. So how your design depends on secondary and the nature of primary this thing that you need to do, the depth of secondary research that is needed to even go to the primary decision stage, etc., is a part of your research design. Designing the research instrument, what will you use to research? So that is what is also covered out here. Research instruments can be of two types. It can be a discussion guide in case of qualitative research, or it can be a simple questionnaire. So discussion guide is generally in the focus group discussions and those kind of thing, where discussions are moderated. So it has certain instructional this thing in that. While in the questionnaire, specific questions is asked, and if it is a more close ended, then even answers are given, within which only the consumer has to select, yani the respondent. Few are open ended, yes, no, then whatever answer given, give reason. So that give reason is an open ended part. If you said no, why no? It means if you said yes, say why yes. And then when the analysis is done, it is separately plotted as to why people said yes, why people said no. Discussion guide is an unstructured measure format. It permits range of possibilities of probing is allowed, while in the questionnaire is a very structured way to go. Questionnaire formation itself is a science. One need to be very logical, structured in terms of understanding customer mindset while probing, etc. On the other end, a questionnaire is the most structured research, as I told you. Open-end, the close-ended question, I have also touched base this. How satisfied are you with the new hand pump set you just bought? Specific answer. Very satisfied, satisfied, neither satisfied, not satisfied, not at all satisfied. So, five answers from which only the consumer has to select, the respondent. If it is just left as this is, there is an open-ended. Consumer will give any idea, respondent will give any idea. Some will say, ke bhai, I am not satisfied because my dealer did not give me the warranty. Some will say, ke bhai, it is not working well. Some will say, ke it is making noise. Some will say, it is, you know, diesel is consumed more. So you will not able to really arrive at a core reason. So here, a close-ended question helps you to really determine, and then bit of open-ended probing will give you a bit of an insight. So there is a mix and match of both when tried. Probably your research really emerges as a sound research. Five important steps in designing a good questionnaire. So as I told you, questionnaire, this thing is a very important instrument, and therefore there is a science to that. List down information areas, convert information into questions, arrange them in a flow, put down options to the questions, and pilot test. What you want to gather as an information based on the objective, right from the problem definition to the set objective, what is that finding should convey at the end of the research, that all will determine your information need. Once that is plotted, you will frame a question to ask, get that information. Having done that, then you will get into logical flow. And so what should we ask before, after, thereafter kind of thing. You will also determine at this stage, close-ended, open-ended question. So for this kind of information, whether you are okay with open-ended or you want a close-ended question. So that will decide. Then having done that, pilot that question. So like having done that, you go and do few contacts yourself. You make others do. Collect them, then see that where you are getting or where you are, you know, the researcher has conveyed you, here the consumer is not able to answer or they are not able to understand the question. Few types of input will come. So then you refine your questionnaire and then launch it before you do the actual survey. Sampling. So sampling is an important stage one need to understand. I will want to take you here in this list, and designing the data. So we have, before sampling, whatever we have covered is the designing part. Then comes the sampling. So that is what is I am coming to. Sampling is an important phase 4, yani step 4, process 4. Once the research design is developed, the next stage is a sampling. Very important two things in sampling. Who is your target? I mean, who should you go and meet? He is really defined in a very, very well mannered, yani. So if you are doing a beauty product, you will determine, you will define sample is a teenage girl from say 18 to 44 years or 26 years or whatever, working, non-working, earning, non-earning, various aspects will be determined. So that when the researcher goes in the field, they have to check certain aspects before really starting the questionnaire. So if those criteria are met, then only the researcher data collector can go ahead and complete the questionnaire. If that data is not met, then the research is stopped at that particular point. So that is what is you say, whom to meet. Then comes the subject matter of number. How many one should meet to have the statistical validity of the findings? Yeah, so consumer research and all they do, and so for arriving at a decision that this is a toothpaste which is going to attract the youth of India, means youth of India must be some million people. You cannot really go and do all the millions of contacts. So you need to determine whether 100 is sufficient, 1000 is sufficient, 10,000 is sufficient. So that is the sampling number. Then also where, you know, where will you go and find them? I cannot go to teenage girl in the rural area to know the need or the research findings or the freshness gel. Okay. There though they have just started using the basic toothpaste and also I cannot go and ask her. So even where is defined very well. So that is a this thing, various socio-economic criteria. So who is that right person comes out of various things that you mentioned, yana. So that's on the sampling. Once the research design is developed, the next stage is the sampling design. Sample selection must be unbiased, means you should be having a selection process also defined. So random sampling, probing based sampling. So I am told that the sample is a management institute students. So I extend at the outside the gate of Wellinker. Now I have a choice of selecting at random. So that's a random sampling. Or I am told that after every 5 students pass, the 6th one should be captured. So it's a stratified random sampling. So there are ways, yani, so that you need to determine so that your overall biasness in the research is less, yani. Otherwise people get into friend ke friend ke friend ko phone karke data collect karke. So then there is a bias which is coming. So one need to be clear about that. So random sampling is preferred in urban areas. This is not often possible in the village. Now village again not being so large, this thing you cannot get into random sampling. So therefore in village convenience sampling may be allowed. Yani. You basically meet the criteria, so you do the survey. I cannot say ke bhai, you know, after every 10 tractor wala 11th one I will, you know, this thing, which is possible that after every 10th mobile user you will capture the 11th mobile user, possible in urban. May not be possible in rural India. So there is the convenience sampling is also allowed. Convenience sampling because also there are aspects like caste, creed, color and that number not being very large in rural areas. So convenience sampling is the order of the day. Certain segments of the population are socially excluded, such as women, people. So even the exclusions are the part of sampling. You will clearly define who that is, male, female, you know, which caste is excluded, not excluded, etc. The non-probability techniques are used and usually convenience sampling is done. Yeah. So, sampling has a probability and non-probability sampling and in that then there is a random and convenience sampling, etc. Judgment sampling also is there. So, this is how the sampling as an aspect will be handled even for the rural market. Certain trade-offs are allowed in the rural market sampling, this is market research sampling. Stratified sampling. So let's understand what is stratified sampling. We have understood basics of sampling here, okay, and then we move into the nature of sampling. So stratified sampling is, stratification is a process of dividing member of the village into homogeneous subgroup. You have all the members, you create homogeneous groups, yani, either on the caste, creed, color, ownership, etc. So they all are similar, as they say. Then simple random sampling or systematic sampling is applied within the each group. Then from that homogeneous group, I will pick and choose whom to contact for the research. So that's a stratified sampling. For example, may choose a sample each one of the 3 strata, that is the upper, middle and lower. So I have collected people of rural India, say one village, then based on their income, I tell them ke lower class idhar aa jao, middle idhar aa jao, urban idhar aa jao, then I will decide. After that, I will find out I need to contact 5 people from each. So then I will select 5 people and do my research. So that's a stratified sampling. Then comes the cluster sampling. Total population is divided into cluster, then the random sample technique is used. For example, we divide the population of village on the basis of profession and then take the random. In simple term, if I have to tell you, if I am doing a say survey on iron and iron this thing etc. So the Kalba Devi or the Ray Road, there is a market of iron traders, or in Vashi there is a market. So that's a cluster. Income above so and so. So I will say that the business and elites are staying in the South Mumbai. Common men, the middle class, Dadar, Parel, Elphinstone, Matunga, vagera. So even that, you know, rich and famous are in South Mumbai, Juhu, Vileparle, Andheri, Lokhandwala, and then this thing. So Gujarati, so that Malad, Kandivali, Borivali. So that way the cluster is there, you know, of people where you find such kind of people more. So you go there and from there you do the random sampling. So from there, whoever comes and meets your sampling criteria, you interview them. So that's a cluster sampling. Non-probability sampling. There is a probability sampling and there is a non-probability sampling. This occurs when researcher selects a sample based on their subjective judgment. So I will say I will meet her or I will meet him. I am not getting into as and when somebody comes in front of me. So there is a probability. I will meet a right person, meets my criteria, so I interview him. I will be choosy in my selecting. So that's a non-probability sampling. Many times in rural marketing research, it might have to be allowed due to various limitations. Done for the practical reasons, such as lack of time, availability of not such a large cluster, etc. So that's what, in village, the researchers need to do survey based on samples they can conveniently find. So as a result, rural market research is more on the non-probability sampling than the probability sampling. There are three common methods in non-probability sampling. So non-probability sampling also has three methods. As such, you have studied this in the normal marketing research, like convenience sampling, quota and judgmental. Convenience sampling is what comes my way, I select. I will not take any extra this thing. Yes, of course, it has to meet the sampling criteria though. As such. So, convenience is selected based on availability. Jaise pahle mil gaya criteria meet over, I will do the interview. In villages, it means interviewing people who are present at a given point of time. Okay. And the method though, through quick may not give a reliable result. Yaane. Because you have taken a sample who is right, but at the same time, it's not. Yaane. You may have two brothers with the same tractor in the one house and you have done it. So, ideally, that is not right. Yaane. So, once you reach that house and you have met one brother who is having a one specific brand of tractor, you should not do the other one. But because you are using a convenience non-probability sampling, you may even use the other brother. Now, that other brother's answers are influenced by what answer the elder brother has given. Or they are simultaneously sitting and giving. Or one has heard the other and then giving. So, that's the reason why this kind of thing is little skewed, considered skewed in market research. Quota sampling. The population is segmented into subgroups and from that each subgroup the quota is decided. From higher middle class I will take 3, from middle I will take 5, from lower middle I will take 8 people. So that's a quota sampling kind of thing. So this is how the quota based sampling in a, what we have done is in this we are trying to understand. In non-probability sampling there are 3 methods. So first is convenience quota and judgmental. Researchers uses his or her judgment in selecting the somebody to answer your research questionnaire from the available population. May decide to interview a sarpanch or an opinion leader or a mukhiya, etc. Broadly, it is decided ke why somebody who has a money can buy your kind of products. Now, in that case, you will get into judgment. Once you reach an offer, you know, village, pakka ghar dekha to research kar liya, mukhiya ko bula ke research kar liya, sarpanch ko milke research kar diya, gram sevak, police. Constable ko milke research kar liya, because you presume that these are the category of people who can afford to have such kind of product and therefore you are meeting them. So that's a judgmental sampling. For instance, research may decide to interview the sarpanch, opinion leader, and ask them referrals in hope of getting the similar kind of profile of people. I might then meet one sarpanch and ask him, sir, aapke wahan aur kaun aise? So he might say, meet him, meet that guy. So it's a more judgmental, non-probability sampling, has his own fallout, has his own advantage. In rural research, probably it is a useful approach to have when you have a limitations and very widespread fragmentation of the rural market. Organizing field data and collection. So now we come to the fifth process, where you have to organize the data and do the collection, yani of arrange. So it starts with territory deciding, it starts with how you will reach there, when will you reach there. So all the entire aspect of this thing gets covered. Yani. So research data is collected using a structured questionnaire. So you have to have a questionnaire. Then quality control measures are important. So whether the back check will happen. So after you cover one village, will the another team go and do certain basic checks to see that you have actually gone and done, etc. So even back checking is a part of design data collection, or the telephone number of the sarpanch or whatever that respondent taken. So maybe 10% of the respondent will get a call. कि हमारे वहां से भाई आशीष भाई आए थे, कि आपको मिले थे, कि आपसे क्वेश्चन किया था क्या, एंड देन दे विल आस्क वन और टू क्वेश्चंस अगेन टू सी दैट यू नो आंसर्स आर राइट एक्सेट्रा. ब्रीफिंग देम अबाउट द प्रोडक्ट, हाउ विल यू क्रिएट अ ब्रीफिंग, वेयर विल यू क्रिएट अ ब्रीफिंग टू द पीपल हु आर गोइंग टू कंडक्ट दिस, हु इज द राइट नेचर ऑफ पर्सन टू गो एंड कलेक्ट द डेटा. सो दोस थिंग्स आर, इंटरव्यूज आर ऑलवेज हेल्ड विद इन द नॉर्मल नेचुरल सेटिंग्स. You will also give a clarity of where the interview can take place, etc. So that is what is the data collection part that one need to look at. Yani. So that is also very important. If it is a very scientific this thing, etc., then of course you will have to have a matured person who is probing. If it is a normal, very close-ended questionnaire, then probably somebody who can just narrate the question very well in a language that the respondent understands, then also you can. So as a result, choice of a person who is doing the interview is also important. Yeah. The surrounding settings, etc. This is an in-depth interview taking place where the certain tools are used to make person understand, as you can see, the question.